Yeah, miserable day outside here in Dublin. I think it's miserable all over the country. We have the warm, tasty answer to cheer things up on this dreary January Wednesday. It begins with S and ends in P and OU in the middle. Yes, it's soup. Soup of the daytime. And today's recipe is brought to you courtesy of the gentlemen from Currabinny, James Kavanagh and William Murray. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too.
Yes. James, are you watching the inauguration?
I am. It's on silent here in front of me. And yes, it is ocean blue. It's fab.
Are you good on your colours? I'm not great on colours now, I have to admit.
Is ocean blue your own words, or was that in the press release?
It was in the press release.
Okay. Good words. Nice descriptive words.
No, I put on a different voice when I'm reading from a press release. Did you not notice that? I would never like people to think that I'm claiming those words myself. That'd be robbery. So I don't do that sort of thing. Okay. So you've accepted our challenge. Thanks very much, James and William. You're stuck at home, so you're in different rooms now on different phones, which is great. How has the whole lockdown thing happened? Working out for you, James?
Grand, yeah. Like we are in a kind of position where, like, I never really had an office to begin with, so I haven't noticed that, you know, that much of a change. I work from home. We both shoot food from a desk in our sitting room. So anything we do, really, we've been kind of doing normally anyway. Right. So we're the house is like a food factory at the moment. We're doing a lot of we write for the Examiner once a week as well. So we're doing a lot of shoots and stuff at home. So we're keeping busy, yeah. Eating loads and keeping busy.
Yeah. And William, how's it going for you? Are you working on a new book as well as writing the weekly thing?
I'm not working on a new book, but I've been doing my articles now for almost 2 years now, I think. And it feels like I've written several books. And I'm sure I have several books worth of recipes written at this stage. But it's actually been a nice way to do it, because it's less cramming trying to get loads of recipes together, you know, for a certain deadline, and just kind of like taking each week as it comes. But I have an art studio within my 5 kilometers as well that I can escape to, so at least I don't get too
Away from me.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't going to say, but
I'm interested in the process when you do a recipe for the first time and you cook it and then you have to take a picture of it. Does it happen that a lot of them might go in the bin? You know, if you're not happy with the first result.
I wouldn't consider myself a food photographer. I know that there's loads of tricks and things they do, and I remember from shooting the book. You know, there's a lot of uncooked food that goes on because it looks better in a photograph or whatever. But right. I mean, I try not to do that. I just shoot them in the nicest way I can. But we definitely don't put the food to waste between me, James, our photographer Bree, and whoever else. She hasn't been able to be here recently. But you know, traditionally, between the three of us and our housemate Anna, we get a lot of the food.
You manage to eat them, yeah. And James, are you into soup?
I love a soup. I love a soup. I love that you're doing this section as well. I think it's brilliant. And especially, this is the most grim week I think we've had. Like, the weather is just rotten. Yeah. So it's a day for the ducks and a day for soup, I think. we've gone with a really nice broth.
You see, that you don't get enough broths. I love a broth myself, yes.
You don't. And I've ranted about this before. Any soup you usually go, any place, when you go for soup when you're out, it's usually a creamy one or a thick one or, you know, a minestrone or something. You rarely get a good broth, and they're easy to make, but they're stunning. I love them. So light.
They're a little bit more involved though, aren't they? Because, you know, with a thick soup or creamy soup, you just throw everything in and then you blitz it. And, you know,
they are. Do you know what though? You have to have good stock. You have to have really good stock to begin with. Right. Really well made stock. If you're making a roast chicken at home, save the carcass, save the bits of vegetables, and make your own stock. And you can freeze it in ice cube trays as well, which is brilliant. So, if you have a good stock, honestly, a broth is really easy to make from going from there.
Okay, William. So it's a leek broth.
Yeah. So we're looking slightly ahead. We're almost getting into, even though the weather wouldn't suggest it, we're almost getting to springtime and sort of looking ahead into like what vegetables are coming up in spring. And, you know, you've got leeks and you've got a couple of winter vegetables still left over, like carrots and things like that. So we're sort of taking those elements and making a nice fresh and springtime soup, but still very comforting. We're sort of coming out of that, you know, we're probably all sick of all the stodgy, heavy food from Christmas and winter time. So something a little bit sort of brighter and lighter and fresher.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see here, which is controversial, because we read out an email at the start of the show about a soup disaster where they'd thrown in all the leftover vegetables, etc. But one of the lads in the house had lemon chicken, and they forgot to take the quarter lemons out of the mixture. They blitzed it, and then they had this citrus soup. I see there's zest of half a lemon in your recipe, James.
Yeah, I'm into like the hint of lemon. I think as a flavor or as a sort of an enhancer flavor, it does a lot of work that isn't necessarily what you'd expect. I think it brightens things and it brings other flavors out, and it doesn't necessarily taste, you know, it's not going to taste like lemon soup.
Yeah.
It'll just enhance, like the way salt enhances flavors. Lemon juice does a similar thing. It brightens and it lifts flavors.
Okay. Also, it sounds like that guy blitzed the whole lemon, the pips, which wouldn't be a good idea. So, but the zest is, as William said, just an enhancer, and it brings out the other flavors really well, as a seasoning, salt and pepper does. So don't blitz a whole lemon, just the zest.
Just the zest. And at the end of this, you will be able to see your leeks and your carrots and your celery and your spring onions, and they'll all be visible in your broth. Yes, yeah, yeah. Why is it that people prefer the other type? Because very few people I know like a broth. They prefer the blitzed soup.
I think it's because it's not very readily available. I think the soups we're brought up on, and the general vegetable soup that's served in a pub or whatever, it tends to be on the kind of on the either creamy side or on the blitzed side.
Yeah.
But a really well made broth, like a, you know, even a consommé, or it can be such a gorgeous thing to have, and it can really, you end up really tasting the actual vegetables in it. It's like bisque as well, is I think my favourite type soup. Lobster bisque is stunning.
Lobster bisque.
Far from lobster, I was bred. But I do love it as a treat. But broth now, if any restaurant people are listening, please put broths on your menu.
Yes, bring back the broth. Bring back the
broth. Yes. Make broths great again.
Build back better. Broth back better. Listen, I was watching last week's episode of Operation Transformation on the RTE Player this morning, and who popped up in the middle of it but yourself and a dairy girl.
Oh, yeah. For the Denny ads.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good crack. I was really nervous meeting her because, you know, I went to the shoot and her character in Dairy Girls is quite frightening. So she kind of bullies a James in Dairy Girls as well. So, but it was really good fun to make, and she's great crack.
Yeah, yeah. And you were playing the sort of prima donna sort of.
I wasn't playing someone too far from who I actually am. I didn't have to do a lot of work, to be honest.
You were typecast, is that what you're saying? Jamie Lee.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I remember I was talking to the guy, the director, and he was like, yeah, we kind of just wrote it the way you are. So I was like, oh, what does this say about me? But I'm playing a bit of a diva who bosses Jamie around to make me a nice Denny meat-free sandwich.
Right, there you go. Okay, so we're going to put the spring leek soup or stroke broth recipe up online, and thanks so much to you both for helping us out with that, and mind yourselves down there, and hopefully when we get to the other side of this you'll come in and cook up a storm and we'll have a chat or whatever.
We'd love to.
Is there another book in the offing or not? Or
yeah, we our column at the moment centres around it's three recipes every week in the Examiner, and it's around one ingredient three ways.
Uh-huh.
So I think we would like to explore something like that. So, you know, taking a carrot and turning it into three different recipes, or taking one piece of, you know, whatever.
Yes, I think
it would be a nice kind of theme.
Okay. Right, James Kavanagh, William Murray, thanks very much. And the Corabini Cookbook is still out there and available online, I would imagine. That's it from us. Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara are on the way with more coverage of the inauguration of the 46th President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
It's the Ready Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.